As a survivor of narcissistic abuse, you lose interest in looking good. You stop caring about your appearance and you find it extremely difficult to do things like putting on makeup or dressing nicely. Trauma is not the only cause behind why all this happens. No. The narcissist's relentless yet systematic criticism of your looks and how you present yourself make you doubt your looks and you become a smaller version of who you are so that they can appear bigger. Let's understand this more by talking about four ways a narcissist puts you down when you look good. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Please subscribe if you haven't already because your subscription to the channel always helps in spreading awareness about narcissistic abuse. Before we begin, I have a question for you. How did the narcissist treat you based on your looks? How did they comment on your looks? Was there criticism involved? And how did that impact you? Drop your experiences in the comments below and help other survivors like you to feel less alone in their healing journey. Let's get started with number one. They criticize your sense of fashion and color selection. A narcissist's need to believe they are better manifests itself in many ways, one of which is the constant criticism of your fashion sense. They ridicule your choice of attire or color selection, creating a narrative where your style is always lacking something in some way. Basically, it is all a projection in disguise. Their comments may range from direct criticisms, such as calling your outfit tacky or outdated, to more subtle jibes like questioning your color coordination or fabric choices. They will compare your style unfavorably to others, making you feel as though you're always falling short in some fashion aspect. In reality, these criticisms aren't just about your clothes or looks. They're a tool to put you down and inflate their own knowledge and understanding of fashion and style. By positioning themselves as the style expert, the narcissist plants seeds of doubt in your head to make you second guess your fashion choices, become overly conscious of what you wear around them, and slowly lose confidence in your ability to dress yourself. Number two, they belittle or destroy your makeup. Whether you are trying a new look or just applying your everyday makeup, a narcissist finds ways to pass derogatory comments about your appearance or right away destroy it. These remarks range from direct insults to subtler, more insidious comments. They might critique the colors you have chosen, suggest that your makeup application is too heavy or too light, or imply that your look is inappropriate for the occasion. Their comments can be so pointed and persistent that you may start to second guess your choices and abilities. This form of belittlement can escalate to a degree where you might avoid wearing makeup altogether to evade their criticism. You begin to feel self-conscious and uncomfortable in your own skin, especially when wearing makeup. They might even wipe it off your face out of jealousy and envy. Don't believe me? Let's watch this clip together.
You guys see how good I look, right? I look pretty, I look presentable, I just look so cute. Yeah, it was never possible when I was with a narcissist. Not for a second. The narcissist does not allow you to look beautiful. Specifically, what he would do to me is every time I put on makeup and every time I just looked like, you know, put together, he would take his hand and wipe the makeup off my face and then wipe it on my clothes and ruin what I was wearing, ruin my look, ruin my outfit, ruin my makeup. And that's because they're so deeply insecure, especially narcissistic men, especially if you're beautiful. Like I told you guys before, they want a humble, beautiful woman. They don't want you to think that you're all that. They're going to destroy your confidence. So he was out to get me. Anytime I looked good, it was the worst thing ever. He would ignore me. He would treat me horrible. He would tell me that I was being so promiscuous and trying to get people's attention. It was a mess. And mind you, I was so in love with him, I didn't even notice these signs.
This is beyond unacceptable. This is exactly what I've been trying to explain so far. They can cross any limit to remain the center of attention. The narcissist's aim in doing all this is to make strategic moves to destroy your self-worth. By consistently criticizing your appearance, the narcissist makes you believe that you cannot look good or that your efforts are futile. Number three, they interrogate you for looking good and dressing up. When you decide to dress up, whether for a special occasion or simply because you want to feel good about yourself, narcissists employ a different tactic to undermine your confidence: interrogation. This approach is both insidious and confusing as they bombard you with questions as you dress up or get ready. They might ask, "Who are you trying to impress?" Or, "Who are you dressing up for?" They think everybody is a cheater and a liar like them, and one cannot look good without the intention of glorifying their image. When asking these questions, they imply that you have ulterior motives or are trying to attract attention, which makes you feel uncomfortable or guilty about wanting to look good. If you begin to question your reasons for dressing up, they gain the upper hand in dictating how you should present yourself. Another example of the parasitic takeover and hijacking of your personality by this asshole of a person, the narcissist. Once you stop looking good or taking care of yourself, they belittle you for your looks, weight changes, or other factors related to your physical appearance. They break your legs first and then blame you for being unable to walk. How is that justified? Number four and the last one. They criticize you if you try to improve yourself, if you work on yourself. If you embark on a journey of self-improvement, whether it is working out or making healthier dietary choices, the narcissist in your life will cross the globe to sabotage your efforts. They will make snide comments about your exercise routine, criticize your new diet, and force responsibilities on you that interfere with your self-care routine. And mind you, all of this is done intentionally. They fill the house with the food you are trying to avoid when they know you're trying to eat better. This active sabotage is a clear sign of their desire to keep you from gaining self-confidence or independence. By the way, have you experienced any of this in any way? Let me know in the comments. This response from the narcissist actually stems from their cowardice. They are afraid that your self-improvement efforts will lead to increased self-confidence and independence, which could make them meaningless. Narcissists are afraid of indifference. It is their nemesis. They worry that as you become more confident and more self-reliant, you will become less dependent on them and more resistant to their manipulative tactics. Also, your self-improvement could lead to increased attention from others, which makes the narcissist feel jealous. The more positive attention you receive, the more insecure they feel about their own value. It's all about them, and they are ready to walk over your dead body if doing so means they can be seen as superior and better than everyone else. Their selfishness knows no limits whatsoever. In conclusion, a narcissist cannot and will not let you shine because that dims their light. They cannot allow you to blossom because that reminds them of their withered state. You need to recognize that every attempt they made at burying you was proof that they knew you were better than them, and that is what you have to reclaim now by releasing all that shame, guilt, and fear. Give yourself the permission to look good and take good care of yourself. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. I truly hope you enjoyed it and you found it insightful. If you did, let me know in the comments, drop a like, and share this with others. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, let the healing begin and continue.